Penguin Random House Audio presents Permission to Screw Up, How I Learned to Lead by Doing Almost Everything Wrong. This is the author, Kristen Hadid. To my sister, Lauren, my best friend, my rock, and my first business partner, thanks for believing in me, for pushing me to stay true to who I am, and for always playing Ken so I could be Barbie, like you had a choice.
Forward. I'm Simon Sinek, author of Start With Why and Leaders Eat Last. Chin up, smile, stand up straight. This is the language of ballet, an art form that is all about projecting perfection. And that is exactly what the audience sees. The perfect line, the perfect form, the perfect movement, you know, perfect. A look behind the scenes, however, reveals something quite different. The reality of ballet is anything but perfect, and creating the illusion that it is comes at a steep cost. Aching bodies, mangled toes, eating disorders, and body dysmorphia. And any career success that ballerinas may achieve doesn't last long. Most retire in their 30s because of injuries and wear and tear on their bodies. Perfection, as it turns out, is a short-term strategy. The same is true in business. So many leaders think perfection is the key to high-quality performance and high-quality service. And that can work, I guess, but not for long. Pushing people to be perfect all the time, as in ballet, comes at a cost. In business, that cost is performance, innovation, and stability. Leaders who push for perfection burn out their people. They cause employees to work against one another rather than...